Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young. Pleased to join you. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving Day weekend last weekend. Of course, hope you survived all the food, all the couch naps and everything that comes with that. And of course, I hope that you were able to celebrate with friends and family, most of all. It's kind of cool that we're seem to be getting to a point where things are starting to become normal again. And I say that with great hesitation because as soon as you say stuff like that, it's going to go back down the wrong pathway. But checking out some of the COVID numbers within Ontario, at least, they seem to be plateauing. And we saw there for a little while, it was up around 800-900. Now seems to be dipping in recent days. I think I saw around 300, 400, which is excellent news. I mean, in London, Middlesex, I think yesterday we had reported 16 cases. So numbers aren't too bad. But I say with caution, just make sure that you are doing all the necessary protocols, procedures that Health Canada and government officials have put out. It is for your best interests and the best interests of others. Washing your hands, wearing masks when necessary. And obviously, I think a lot of things that get lost in this pandemic is, you know, what you can do for your body to make sure that if you get sick, you know, it doesn't have as detrimental effects on you. So exercising, moving, eating well, stuff like that. So just continue to do all those things, and we will continue to trek on, journey on here. It's a real interesting time to be alive, and certainly as we come out of the pandemic. Now, if you look historically, I think the Spanish flu lasted about 2 years as well. Not saying let's let our guard down or anything, but there is hope on the horizon, and we are going to win this battle for sure. One of the things I wanted to talk about on the show today was just this whole idea of, you know, inactivity amongst our children and screen time. So I was looking up a new study that was published in the Journal of Obesity, and it was talking about children getting as little as 2 hours of exercise per week during the pandemic. Now, was it great when it wasn't pandemic times? It wasn't amazing, I'll say that. It was more than 2 hours. I think it was closer to 4 to 5 hours per week of exercise. But now reporting during pandemic, children are getting as little as 2 hours of exercise per week. So obviously, people staying inside more, not going out as much, being anchored to their screens for school a good portion of this time. And obviously, with parents having their children around all the time, it's an easy way out to just say, yeah, turn on the TV for a few hours. You know, I need to get my work done, or I have to, I need my mental time to cook or clean or whatever. So we've kind of now come to this point where I feel like our children are lacking physical activity even more so. And again, it wasn't great to begin with. How do we get kids off the screen? How do we, you know, make sure that they're not over-consuming media, social media, news media, sports, stuff like that? How do we make sure that we can combat successfully against this and set our kids up for success? Now, we've seen a decline, obviously, in recent studies. Studying the pediatric study done said children 8 to 12 years old are getting almost 5 hours of screen time per day, while 13 to 18 year olds are spending over 7 hours glued to their screens, according to the 2019 report. It's crazy to me that, you know, I feel guilty if I watch a hockey game, which is, you know, 2.5 hours. Usually I'll break it up and during intermission I'll, you know, do something else instead of just sit on the couch mindlessly. But let me say those values again. Children 8 to 12 are getting almost 5 hours per day. 13 to 18, 7 hours. I get it. There's a lot more avenues to consume entertainment. Netflix, Amazon Prime, video games, mobile gaming, I think, has really shot up over the last little while. But it's not favorable for our children. And activities that, you know, I saw in my childhood, and my parents saw in their childhood, like where you'd go outside and get the fresh air until the streetlights came on, or you just go and play with the neighbor kids, organize a game of street hockey, go to the local ball diamond and throw the ball around, are almost non-existent now. Because, well, pandemic, yes, but also children have gotten in the habits of having these devices readily accessible, having cell phones, parents maybe getting new cell phones and handing the old one down to their child. Maybe it's an iPad or a tablet, a Galaxy. Maybe it comes in the form of TV, video game consoles, Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, you name it. Now, I'm not saying all these things are bad things. Certainly, when enjoyed in moderation, great entertainment value. Of course, if you have the right apps or the right games, you know, it can be educational, which is a benefit, bonus, I'd say. There are ways to combat this, and I wanted to give some tips to you today to try and help set your youngsters up for success, because I know how much of a struggle it can be. I've got 4 kids myself, all different age ranges. I got the twins at 8 years old, Everest is 3, and Brady's 1. Well, I guess you call him 20. I think he's 20 months. I always find that my wife or women in general speak in months far better than guys do. If you ask me, he's a 1-year-old. If you ask her, he's a 20-month-year-old. I guess they have the exponential growth. So going through a lot of different stages during this season in their lives. But of course, it's a simple thing to do, right? Turn on TVO Kids or something like that when we're making dinner. The one strategy that we've really employed, and the thing that we find has worked really well, is teaching our kids responsibility in spending their screen time as a currency. It's almost like where we set it up that they have X amount of hours at the start of the week. So whether it be video game, tablet time, it's important to set boundaries like that with your little ones. So then they can understand and appreciate, okay, I only have this set amount of time per week, or perhaps you want to do it per day. And once that time has been exhausted, then I don't get to have that time anymore for the rest of the day. Now, is that saying that you could spread it out over a longer period, or perhaps they could spend it all in one day? Sure, maybe. But we found that that really helps set them up, set their expectations to know when they can and when they cannot go on the video game console or something like that. The other thing I encourage you to do is see what interests your child. Perhaps it's a sport. Perhaps it's running, biking. Maybe it's getting out in nature for a long hike. I know one activity that I've found my kids really loved over the last few weeks has been fishing. You know, getting out in nature and just exploring. Sometimes that can be very therapeutic, and it also gets them away from, obviously, the screen time. You know, growing up can be really hard. We want to make sure that we are getting our daily requirements. Aerobic activities, it gets the heart rate up, helps maintain cardiovascular health. Strength training helps to build muscle. And during a critical stage of development where kids are just growing, their bones are shifting, their muscles are, you know, trying to expand and grow, it's good that your kids are being pushed in different ways. It's good that we can give them different activities, try and spur their creativity, and try and, you know, go beyond just the regular sport team or exercising fad. But to give them something that they really enjoy and to make sure they understand the importance of health. when as it pertains to their heart, their muscles, their lungs. Because making sure that these fundamentals are instilled in them at a younger age will help them understand and appreciate the importance of it. And if you have it form and make sure that they're doing it on a regular basis, they will have a greater likelihood of carrying that out through their lifetime. One other strategy for trying to limit screen time is simply just out of sight, out of mind. Maybe it's that they're always on a charger, the iPad, the tablet. It's always on the charger in the kitchen, and it's always fully charged. Sometimes my wife and I will take those away, hide them, hopefully not where we forget about them, but hide them in a spot where the kids forget about them, out of sight, out of mind. Then they're not asking, they're not seeing it on a daily basis. They're not tempted to go over and grab it and pull up a YouTube video in a hurry. But they forget, rather, that it's there, and they can focus their time and energy on other things. So here at MedPoint, we've got a great fitness program. If I can recommend it, kids program. It's awesome. Get to work with a kinesiologist, one-on-one exercising. And it's just a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of kids go through our program. They've benefited a great deal from it. And we not only exercise with them, but we also teach them along the way. So maybe it's something that you want to do, you and your kid. You want to come in for exercising sessions. We'd love to see you. Visit medpoint.ca or medpointfitness.ca, and you can check out a full array of our offering. And I encourage you to also visit us on social media, because we have a lot of great tips. We give a lot of value on our social media pages as far as information and exercises, nutritional tips, stuff like that, so that you can progress towards your health goals, because that's what it's all about, keeping healthy and keeping happy. I got to take a quick commercial break, but when I come back, we got more on the MedPoint Health Half Hour. You've been listening to 980 CFPL Radio. All right, welcome back to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and pleased that you've joined me today talking about all things health, fitness, nutrition related. Of course, we talked a little bit about some screen time tips for young children, young adults, to try and curb some of this usage that, gosh, isn't everybody just anchored to the screen all the time in this day and age? And, you know, in crucial developmental points of a child's life, you certainly want them to be exercising a little bit more. And Canada as a country, I believe the report card on our childhood activity levels were not good. It was about a D+. I think we were 11th out of 13 countries on that study. So, you know, we need to do more. The program that I wanted to talk with you a little bit about on this side of the show is just this whole idea of travel medicine. And, you know, we are launching a travel medicine clinic. We have Dr. Christopher Gall, who has joined our team. He's in our executive medicals, seeing patients, and also his passions lie with travel medicine. So what does this travel medicine clinic look like? Well, if you're traveling, and I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit to travel, you'll want to make sure that you're protected. You'll want to make sure that you get the advice that you need before you jump on the plane and go. So, you know, if you need a certain vaccination against yellow fever, malaria, certain conditions, diseases like that, we will be able to support you in that. If you are requiring testing or proof of, we are implementing some of those components as well. PCR, antigen testing. So, you know, just get in contact with us if these are things you're thinking about traveling, maybe in winter or in January in the new year, and you have some travel plans laid out and you just want to make sure you're okay to go to. And then the other thing that Dr. Gall advises is stuff that you might have to look out for, like, am I going to have an upset stomach? You know, there's certain things, certain areas of the world where maybe the water isn't great, or you may be subjected to certain insect bites that might cause rashes or something like that. It's all very, very good information to have before you leave the country. Because, it seems like we're doing good with COVID now. The case numbers seem to be a little bit more under control. And I know that a lot of people are just kind of, they're just ready to leave, to go on a 2-month vacation somewhere that's not Canada, and maybe even avoid the cold weather. Because, believe it or not, the snow is going to start flying soon, probably in the next month or so. So it's an interesting concept. There's lots to learn about with the travel medicine clinic. And the one thing that I always found really interesting with Dr. Gall was, just his knowledge base and how much he knows about travel, the requirements of travel, and what you need to be protected against in certain regions. He knows everything. He's actually telling me there's certain areas of the world that, same country, if you go into this region, you need to be protected against this. If you go into the highland region, you'll need to be protected against this. And if you go into this region, you need to be protected against, this other thing. So one country, you needed 3 levels of protection depending on which region you were visiting. So it's just good to have that knowledge. It's good to know what you're up against. Especially if you're going somewhere exotic or, south of the equator. We're going to be offering everything from Hep A shots to yellow fever vaccinations. So make sure that you do a bit of research, you come in, you get the consultation, and you get well equipped, and so that you can just enjoy your travel. I mean, we don't want any sort of disease or condition to ruin your travel plans. I mean, we've been waiting 2 years to, some of us have been waiting 2 years to get out of the country for a little while, and you just don't want that to happen. So, full disclaimer, this is a paid service, so it's not OHIP covered. The Ontario government, doesn't cover if you want to travel to the Congo and need to get, some sort of level of protection. So there is a small fee for a service such as this, and it's something that you can get in. Again, understand everything about where you're going, get protection, and pick up some other tips and tricks before you go. Now, it should be noted, we also do groups, families, school groups, stuff like that. So if you're just kind of uncertain, you can always just contact us. It's info@medpoint.ca, or you can go on our website and just complete a contact form. We'd love to hear from you. And again, that's Dr. Chris Gall, who's doing the travel medicine clinic, making sure that you stay safe wherever the journey may take you. So I just wanted to showcase that service on the second half of the show. It's something that I haven't really thought too much about, but it's something that a lot of people actually do, primarily because I, got married and had kids so quickly. Our big trips were just in and out of the U.S., so never really went anywhere overseas or, like I said, south of the equator. But if that is in your travel plans and you want to make sure that you have a safe and fun trip, please consider checking out our travel medicine clinic and speaking with Dr. Chris Gall, so that you can have that level of defense. That's all the time I got for the show today. I want to thank you for joining me. Of course, you can write in to me if you have any questions. It's ron@medpoint.ca. You can always visit our website for the full listing of our services: sports medicine, senior care program, executive medicals, fitness nutrition programs, paramedicals. We've got a lot, and we actually just completed our new space at the West 5 for cosmetics. So if you wanted any consultations for skincare, those are free. Figure out what you need. Maybe you want to get some Botox filler or just do some contouring. It's up to you, but we actually have that service offering, and it's a nice new building in the West 5 on the second floor, unit 270. So I wish you all a happy, safe, healthy, fun weekend, and we'll join you next week for another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.